Perigord climbed out of the ditch and waved his sabre. It glittered in the early sunlight as he hallooed the two hares.
What ho, you chaps! What time do you call this to come rolling back home? Come on, Torgok, on the double now!
Sergeant and lieutenant came panting up to the ditch, throwing themselves flat in the damp grass. They lay recovering breath. Morio raised himself up on one paw, his normally saturnine face glowing with pride.
We found the place, sir. Day and a half's march southwest of here. There's a rock sticking up like an otter's tail, top of a rolling hill range, and beyond that, a valley with a gorge running through. Looks something like this.
In the bare earth of the ditch top, he scraped out a rough outline with his knife point. Twayblade nodded approvingly.
Well done, chaps. Looks a great spot for a picnic, eh, what?
Perigord studied it, obviously pleased by what he saw.
Aye, we could shell a few acorns there. Stretch our forces along the ridge and send out a decoy party to lead them into the valley from the south side. If we can get them with the gorge at their backs and the hill in front, it'll be an ideal battleground. Torlock, time for you to do your bit, old lad. Fly out and scout this place. When you're satisfied as to its location, seek out Rockjaw Grang and tell him exactly where the battlefield is to be. Got that?
Once again, the little owl heaved himself into the air.
I think I am reasonably intelligent enough to understand you, Major. After all, I am an owl, not a hare.
When the owl was well away, Sergeant Torgok grinned at Twayblade.
Well, come here, ma'am. There goes a naffy bird if I ever saw one. Bet he counts his feathers regular.
You, sir, would find yourself counting your ears after an encounter with me, I can assure you.
Torgok almost leapt with fright as the owl landed beside him. The bird stared accusingly at Perigord.
You gave me the location and told me to whom I should deliver the information, but you did not mention when the battle is to take place.
The major bowed courteously to Tornok.
My pardon, I stand corrected. Shall we say 3 days? Or however long after that the rapscallions can be delayed? We need to play for all the time we can get. My thanks to you, sir.
Long after the owl had flown, Sergeant Torgok looked mortified.
I really opened me big mouth and put me foot paw in it there.